And I can't remember which visitor room chase that was, but he really enjoyed going to Mount Tamalpais. He decided that he wanted to plant Terma there for a future great yogin. And he got together a bell, a Dorje, and a copy of the Jewel Ornament of Liberation, and his books, whatever they were at that time. And they were wrapped and, put together in a thing. Group of us went up to Mount Tamalpais, and we were all a little freaked out because we thought the park ranger was going to get us, because there we are. You're not allowed to dig or anything. And Rinpoche picked this particular place that had a rock overhang and place where you could actually dig fairly deeply and so on. And it wouldn't get particularly wet, but the thing was sealed anyway. We sealed it and all kinds of stuff, and double sealed, triple sealed, quadruple sealed, and so on. And so we dug a trench and planted the terma, what he called terma, there. And Rinpoche did all these auspicious verses in Tibetan and so on. And then at some point the park ranger comes over and wondering what's going on. And he looks at Rinpoche and says, "By any chance, are you Chogyam Trungpa?" And Rinpoche says, yes, and he smiles. He says, "I've been waiting for you." And he invites us up to the ranger station. And in the ranger station, this guy's been sitting up there practicing meditation. He's got a copy of Meditation in Action sitting on the thing there. And he's had this tea that he's been waiting to offer to Trungpa Rinpoche praying that Trungpa Rinpoche would appear in. And it was like one of those extraordinary, odd events. And we never saw the ranger again. It was just that one encounter.
That one time. And
I don't know if he was real.
Who else was there?
Jerry Grinnelli, probably.
Michael and Joanne.
Maybe, no, pre-Joanne, I think. Maybe it was Michael and Joanne. Maybe Joanne Fagan was there.
Yeah.
And Joanne.
Yeah. There's actually, I think there's a picture.
Oh, there's a picture from up there. You could probably find a picture, people. Yes.
Yeah.
Did George come? George Holmes, who took the pictures. But, it was 8 or 10 people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was enough to fit in, just enough that could fit in the ranger station. Small, it was a small, it's a fire lookout.
Okay, so what would your guess be in terms of the year?
Early. 72? Pre-seminary.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's, mm-hmm. It's pre-73, that's all I know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's all.
No, I've never heard that story.
Oh, it's one of the, most extraordinary, bizarre things. Rinpoche really, all of a sudden Rinpoche says, "We have to bury Terma." Mm-hmm. Just out of the blue, But the park ranger didn't see what we had done.
Uh-huh.
So, the only ones who knew were us. And I wouldn't remember where it is to this day. It's mm-hmm. somewhere.
You are listening to Teaching Stories on Chronicles Radio, a production of the Chronicles of Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche. Support for Chronicles Radio comes from our listening audience. To contribute, visit chroniclesradio.com and click on Support This Work. Thank you for your support, and thank you for listening to Chronicles Radio.